Wrapping up the hour there with Junior Walker and the All-Stars. My all-time favorite songs. Cleo's back. A couple other instrumentals in there, too. Ones that are new to me. You heard the Champs doing 3-4 mash. The Champs did Tequila, and that's all anybody knows about them. But they did more, and that was a good one. And then somebody named Johnny Zorro. They put out a few singles in 1960. And that one was called Roadhog, and that's a ripper. Sound like a 1994 garage shock surf garage instro band, or maybe a band from Japan, Jack and the Sedgwicks or something, but fantastic. I have to investigate, see if I can find any of their other things, but that one's a good one. I have just a little bit less than an hour left, and I got a lot of stuff I want to play. But there's always a business to tend to. And the first thing I have to tell you is this is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena serving the Helena Valley. That's legal, required. The FCC man is right behind me saying, you got to say that, Ron. So I do. But we have some great people who support KGLT, businesses around the area. And those businesses that support us include Bozeman Fly Supply, a full-service local fly shop specializing in fly tying tools, materials, and fishing gear. Open daily 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. located at 2621 West College and Main Street and online at BozemanFlySupply.com. Everything to feed your vice. Straightaway Motors, Foreign American Auto Repairs, now at their new location on the corner of 7th and Griffin in Bozeman. Phone 585-7112. And Montana Reclaimed Lumber North, antique lumber for the public, offering accent walls, wholesale bundles, hardwood slabs, mantels, and more. Showroom and lumber yard located just south of Four Corners, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Open online at mtreclaim.com. I haven't checked the big board. I think it's probably going to be Uncle Duke coming in at 6. He's been pretty regular lately, again. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. So here we go. Start something different.
It's all over now. calls for you. Forget the dead you've left, they will not follow you. The vagabond is rapping at your door. He's standing in the clothes that you once wore. Strike on the net, girl, start anew. And it's all over.
Walk along. like dad's behind the curtain and mama's on the floor. I owe the grocer money, but I can't pay the rent. Not dying in the dungeon where my brothers have been sent. Wars with life, they never give me peace. Black gloves hiding sun, it's the secret police. Sweating in the attic above the steamy streets. Hearing evil noises, all the stomping feet. I say so, brothers, are you keeping still? Writing this diary reads back just like a will. Wars with light, no, they never give me peace. Black gloves hide the sun, it's the secret police. Pistols glowing sunlight, shining on the wall. They're coming up the stairs, they're marching down the hall. They're coming up the stairs, they're marching down the hall. A devil's henchman needs no more proof. It's my sister in the attic, my mother on the roof. Running out of scratching, they can't catch me. Ah!
Some old favorites there. Bob Dylan from the 1975 live album. That's the Ronaldo and Claire tour. Doing All Over Now, Baby Blue. And then a bunch of songs that covered it. You heard them from their beautiful complete recordings set. Doing Baby Please Don't Go, the Big Joe Williams song. Paul Butterfield Band from the fantastic Lost Electra album they put out. Record survey a year or so ago, triple version, they expanded it. They found a whole bunch more songs. And that was a great version of Mystery Train. Mike Bloomfield ripping on the guitar on that. And of course, he did time with Dylan back Newport Festival days and on some records. Fantastic. And then The Wheels, another Irish band. Contemporaries of them. You heard them do a Roadblock, which is a whole lot like Mystic Eyes. A great band, too. Their whole catalog is just fantastic, The Wheels. And there's a crazy album I bought. They're an odd-looking bunch, to say the least. But really fun record. And who's that band? Shadows of the Night. Chicago band covered them. Bad Little Woman. So they had some influence and some American releases, though never... those Wheels never got any traction. And then another band called Them. It's the Macaulay Brothers. That was a big problem with Them. Something about the contract that anybody who had been in the band could go off and form their own version of Them, which annoyed Van Morrison to no end. And that was one of them. Kim Fowley produced that record. It's titled Belfast Gypsies. And I think in America, they actually called the band Belfast Gypsies on the single. They had a hit single called Gloria's Dream, which had nothing to do with Gloria, but cash in time. But again, they're another band that recorded some great stuff, a whole album and then some fantastic recordings. And there's a really nice set of all the recordings now, mastered from the original tapes, as they wanted to point out. I think Gerson, did they do that? I'm not sure what label did, but they did a fine job of it. So I don't have to buy that anymore. Never again. Nah. I don't care. I don't care what they turn up in the vault. I'm not buying that. Buying their stuff again. 523. Not too bad on the pie chart. Let's see here. Anything important? Oh, yeah, always.
Dry cleaning was as surprised as anyone by their immediate success.
We're not oblivious to the fact that, like, we're a bit of an odd band, you know?
Should I propose friendship?
I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. The Dada geniuses in dry cleaning join us this week on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions, Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
Fly's going crazy.
Yeah, one of the great programs here on KGLT, one of the few that isn't produced here locally. But it's a good one. Those guys are always fun to listen to and have listened to a lot more music than I do. They're newspaper guys, and they have a pretty good, wide-ranging taste. Good for them. Okay. What to tell you? This 5 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Jackson Hole Center for the Arts, presenting the music of Leftover Salmon for two nights, February 10th and 11th at the Center Theater. Tickets information online at jhcenterforthearts.org. And Danny Mandel, Honda and Bozeman, bring you the newly redesigned Honda HR-V all-wheel drive sports utility vehicle for 2023. More information at DannyMandelHonda.com. Well, I can't ignore that David Crosby died on us a couple days ago. Not a terrible surprise. He's a guy who, as they say, beat the Reaper about 40 years ago or so. There's literally a David Crosby death watch. He was one of those guys who was on the road to ruin, full speed ahead. Some of you may remember that. Cops chasing him and all kinds of things. And he pulled himself together and survived the medical damage that he suffered, the physical damage he suffered, and continued on and made music and became a well-known curmudgeon, and even right up towards the end alienated all his bandmates. Way to go, Dave. But apparently he was pretty funny on Twitter. I never followed him, but I saw some reposts that people mentioned. He was, I guess, a joking and laughing right to the very, very end. I saw him with the Birds, and I saw Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young once at Altamont, but I have very little memory of that because of the circumstances. But he made some great music, and I was totaling it up because he started off with the Birds, or at least that's where he got known. But he had been in the... what's the name of that guy's group? He had been one of those. There's the Hootenanny scene, which is sort of a cleaned up folk song, folk singers and stuff. But there's some subversive things going on in that. But there's even a TV show called Hootenanny, and people would sing old folk songs and stuff. And there's a bunch of big groups, and New Christy Minstrels. Gene Clark is in that band. Chad Mitchell Trio. Jim McGuinan's in that band. And the Les Baxter Trio was where David Crosby came from. They're clean-cut kids, and then they went. They start hanging out, but then they went and saw Hard Day's Night and thought, uh-oh, we gotta up our game. And they put the Birds together. Chris Hillman, who had been in the Hillman, a bluegrass group. He was a mandolin player. And a surfer dude that got on drums. And that was the Birds. And they did very well for themselves. And, of course, blew apart by the third album. They were starting to disintegrate. And there were some great fights in that band. The Bird story is really interesting. So he had these two stubborn guys, Crosby and Gene Clark. And Crosby was stronger and pushed Gene Clark out. They're jealous because Gene Clark drove up in a fancy car, I think Alfa Romeo, after getting his first royalty check. And the other guys were not pleased. But that's how it goes. So play a little folk music and some related things. you know all the Byrds records. You know Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young records. You know the Graham Nash and David Crosby albums. So I don't need to dwell on that too much. So I'm going to go sort of sideways. And this is one of their big influences. Make no mistake about this.
Would you like to know a secret just between you and me? I don't know where I'm going next. I don't know where I'm gonna be. But that's the other side of this life I've been leading. But that's the other side of this life. Well, my whole world's in an uproar, Royce. My own world's upside down. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm always bumming round. And that's another side of this life I've been leading. And that's another side of this life. Well, I don't know what I'm doing. Half the time I don't know where I'll go. I think I'll get me a sailing boat and sail the Gulf of Mexico. But that's another side of this life I've been leading. And that's another side of this life. Well, I think I'll go to Nashville, or down to Tennessee. The 10-cent life I've been leading here gonna be the death of me. But that's the other side to this life I've been leading. And that's another side to this life. Would you like to know a secret just between you and me? I don't know where I'm going next. I don't know where I'm gonna be. But that's another side to this life I've been leading. But that's another side to this life.
The light still shines in the back of my mind. My mind goes high, my mind goes low, to find my brothers and help the others to grow.
And a sister
still there for those who share. My mind goes high, my mind goes low, to find my brothers and help the others to grow.
I am a
sun.
far above the troubled sky. Have you seen the changing rivers? Now they wait to turn to die, but they turn their tide upon you when the sea begins to cry. Have you seen changing windows of the sea beyond the stars and the sky beyond the sunbeams and the world beyond you? Has wings that barely gleam. They barely gleam, they barely glimmer as she circles past the sun, and she tries to tell her sister her trials have just begun.
Mesmerized by the depth of her eyes. is going to fly away. Sadness is her own. Give herself a bath of tears and go home. And go home.
Move around the dial there. Finish up with Buffalo Springfield from their second album, Steve Stillstone and Bluebird. And some of you know there's a 9-minute long version that has only come out once. Steve Stills will not let it ever come out again. And there's an argument for that. That's beautiful, though, the album version. That Buffalo Springfield second album, Buffalo Springfield Again, was sort of like the Beatles White album where each musician did their songs almost on their own. There's some band performances, but if you check the credits, I think there's only one or two songs with the actual five members all at once. Yes, start off with Fred Neil, a major folk singer, songwriter, who influenced a lot of people, Paul Kantner and David Crosby and such. He was just a heavyweight. And I read there's a documentary about him coming out, and I'd sure like to see that, because his life after he went disappeared has been shrouded in mystery. The usual line is he's off swimming with the dolphins. Guess so. The Byrds from the deluxe Turn, Turn, Turn. You heard a backing track for a song called Stranger in the Strange Land, one of David Crosby's songs. That's as far as the Byrds got with it. Crosby handed it over to a band from the Bay Area called Blackburn the Snow, and they recorded it. And that came out as a single, and a good one too. Great band. I got to see them, I think, right before they fell apart. And Jeff Blackburn, one later, teamed up with Neil Young. He co-wrote Hey, Hey, My, My, and played in a band called The Ducks that Neil Young had for a little while. And he just passed away recently. In the last few weeks, one of those unsung heroes. Rose Garden were known mostly because they recorded a couple of Gene Clark songs, and they had a minor hit with a Plane to London. But we heard them doing a Gene song called Till Today. Gene Clark himself, the demo version of Silver Raven from the deluxe No Other, which is just one of those fantastic overblown 70s self-indulgent big-budget albums. So there you go. That just wrapping some strange loose ends together. Check this out, and I'll be right back.
This week on This American Life, there's a special unit inside the Mexican police whose entire job is to catch Americans who are running from the law and end up in Mexico. They're called the Gringo Hunters. Seriously. Sometimes, all they need is a pretty picture and a Facebook account and a lonely American fugitive looking to connect.
He wanted to smoke some weed and stay overnight at my place and have a crazy night. And I said, yes.
That's This Week.
This American Life, 9 o'clock Monday morning on KGLT.
Okay, I'll be back in 2 weeks. Uncle Duke should be rambling in here in a minute. Sit back and expand your mind one more time.